Hello, friends, it's Deja. Really quickly, I just wanted to invite you to the book club that I'm starting for the public good. It's called We the Public. And the first book that we're going to be reading is The Privatization of Everything. Okay, now before you freak out, this is not going to be one of those chapter by chapter, every Sunday, turn your camera on, participate and perform intelligence type of book clubs, okay? This will be more laid back and real, and the main focus is going to be on how we as citizens can start putting names to what's been happening all around us for years. You have to name the beast before you can tame it. If you have watched my video on the privatization of everything, thank you. If you have not watched it, please do. In that video, it covers how this book breaks down how things that should belong to all of us, so think water, schools, transit, public spaces, healthcare, how all of these things have pretty much been sold off little by little to private corporations for profit.
For profit.
Which, if you have been paying attention for the past few months, you should be able to pretty clearly see that privatization is the overarching goal and focus of this administration. So once you read this book and you start to educate yourself as a citizen, you're going to be really blown away how you can start to see it happening everywhere. How the book club works. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to meet twice in June. We're just going to have two sessions. We don't need to get crazy. My normal book club only has one session, but the meat of this book is so much that I felt like one session would not give it its due. Both of these sessions are going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern. They're going to be streamed live from Zoom and then uploaded to YouTube. The goal is for it to feel more like a group chat than a panel, and you can catch the replay on YouTube if you're not able to make it live. One session is going to be focused on talking about what we are seeing so far in this book and in real life, and the other is going to be to ask, you know, so what do we do now? What do we do? What do we do with all of this information now that we have it? Where to read and community platforms. For the book club, we're going to have two spaces that you can plug in. First is going to be Discord. This is going to be for the folks who have already finished the book. They want a space to share articles, memes, mutual aid resources, zines, headlines, or they want to start, you know, strategizing to meet up locally. That's what this space is going to be for. Think of it like your public good think tank. The second way is going to be through Fable. This is going to be for the people who haven't read the book yet or the readers who want to engage real time and go through it together. You can download the Fable app, order the book, highlight it, react to the margins, read along the way with the rest of us in the app. You don't have to leave the app for this. It's super cool. It's super social. Yes, it's free to join. No, I'm not sponsored by them. I just think that it's a really cool way to organize a book club across time zones. Okay. And you know, if things go well, maybe we can suggest new books that we read together, make it a regular thing. There's going to be a link listed down below that gives you $5 off of your first book. And again, everything will live in the app. Okay, so why multiple options? Well, I provided multiple options because I know that not everybody engages in the same way. But should you find yourself interested in this, but also, you know, you don't have the time, my first suggestion is going to be to find a medium that works best for you. Okay. If it's audiobooks, it's audiobooks. If it's audiobooks while reading, you know, a physical book or while reading in the app on your phone for immersive reading, then it's immersive reading. Whatever works best for you. My second suggestion would be me totally challenging you to go into the settings of your phone, look into the apps that are taking the most of your time. And if it just so happens to be short form media brain rot that's taking the bulk, maybe we can balance the budget a little bit. You know, maybe we can balance the budget out a little bit because the revolution will not be bite-sized. You dig? It's not gonna happen. Again, no judgment, but if you've been here a while, you already know how I feel. Short form content is literally draining our ability to think critically. And stuff like this book club, us actually engaging with critical thought is the first line of defense when it comes to developing a homegrown, educated population at a time when anti-intellectualism is having a damn good year. I'm also making this book club because I know that a lot of people, myself included, are tired of feeling like they are the only ones who are noticing things that don't feel right, or you're just someone who fully understands that doom scrolling is not helping you understand the world around you and all of the ways that you can form resistance and know that you are not alone. So if you are someone who has ever thought, wait, didn't this used to be free? Or you thought to yourself, you know, what would it actually look like if you had a nation that prioritized its citizens over profit? What would that nation actually look like? If you are someone who has had that thought, then this book club is for you. The goal isn't to finish every page or to highlight every line or, you know, to quell ourselves and feel like we're doing something so that we're not motivated into action because, you know, at least we're joining a book club. That's not the goal, okay? The goal is to get clearer together and rebuild something public while we still can. So if you can, if you are able, join me. The links are below. The books are ready. Let's overthink together. And I will see y'all in the next one.